Chukat, the fourth reading. This morning we're going to read about Israel's Edomite encounter. And it'll be a study in contrast with the way the people of Israel encounter Edom and Sichon. Chapter 20. Verse 14, the fourth reading of Parshas Chukat, Vayishlach Moshe Malachim. Moses sends angels. Mikadesh. Kadesh is the place that the Jewish people are situated. El Melech Eden, the king of Eden. What's the message that he sends him? Koi Omar Achicha Yisrael. This is what your brother Israel says. Ata Yodaita Eskol Hatlo Asher Matzason. Matzano, you know all the difficulty, all the challenges which we have encountered. Let's take a look at Rashi. So Moshe sent a message to the king of Edom. Rashi does not focus on who the king of Edom was or wasn't. Incidentally, in the Sefer HaYosher, which is an ancient book, there are two Sefer HaYoshers. There's a Sefer HaYosher that was authored by Rabbeinu Tam. There's a Sefer HaYosher that's purported to be a collection of teachings from the time of the second Beit HaMikdash. This is from the latter. Over there it says that the king's name was Hadad ben Bedad. That was his name. So the obvious question is, okay, if his name is Hadad ben Bedad, why doesn't the Torah say that Moses sent a message to Hadad ben Bedad? Because we're going to hear about the other kings that Moshe Rabbeinu sends messages to. Ramban says there's really no need to send and tell us about who it is. It's irrelevant. Why is it irrelevant? The Mincha Blula says whether it was Hadad ben Bedad or not. There are other opinions of who it was. The point is this: at that time, this was not a well-known king or magistrate or monarch, and therefore it was irrelevant to talk about his name. It didn't kind of trigger any name recognition. We say, "Oh, Moses sent it to that king." It could be any name at the time. It was of no real value. It didn't make any message. There was a nation called Edom. Who the king was at the time is absolutely irrelevant. But Rashi doesn't focus on that. He focuses on the actual message. And he says the first thing we notice about this message is who is delivering the message, or in whose name is the message being delivered. Koi Omar, so says Achicha Yisrael. All of a sudden we became brothers. All of a sudden we're family. This is what your brother Israel says. So Rashi says, Ma ro lahazker kan achva. Why is he suddenly speaking about a kindred kind of brotherhood? Of what difference does this make? In fact, one could argue that's a very bad idea. Why would it be a bad idea? What's wrong with getting older people to say, oh, we're brothers, we're family? Bad idea. Why? Because the Israelites are now poised to enter the land of Israel. And they're going to be inheriting this land, going back to Avraham Avinu. And Avraham's heir is Yitzchak, and Yitzchak's heir is Yaakov. And this is the children of Yaakov. So who else is going to claim the land is theirs? Edom. Edom is the children of Esau. They're also, they have a claim. Esau is Jewish. He's not Ishmael. He's also a descendant of Avraham and Yitzchak and Rivka. So if you mention the brotherhood, what might happen? If you mention brotherhood, in fact, they may, oh, we're brothers. That's nice. Let's go to our land. So this seems like a really bad idea. So Rashi says, no, it wasn't a bad idea. And on the contrary, Ella, Omar Loi, this is what the message was. Achim and Achim, we are brothers. Oh, that's interesting. How are we brothers? Because we are Bnei Avram, the children of Avram. It says about Avraham Avinu, by the covenant of the parts, that your children, your progeny, will be strangers in the land that is not theirs. Therefore, says Yisrael to Edom, so both of us were under the sway of that agreement. Both of us really could and should have been strangers in a land which is not ours. Is, so to speak, a bill to pay. Did you pay the bill? Did you go? Have you been in Egypt?
No.
Ah, in that case, since you weren't in Egypt, since you weren't in the land that is not yours, you obviously will have no part in the land of Israel. So the mentioning here of a brethren or a kindred connection is not something which allows them a portion of the land of Israel, but in fact, quite the contrary. We're making the case as to why they don't get any ideas. Don't come along and say, oh, we're family too. We also want a portion of the land of Israel. No. Doesn't work that way. Because there was a condition. Hashem told Avraham Avinu, your children will be strangers in a land that is not theirs. We're coming from there. Which is how we understand the continuation of the message. Ata yodaita es kol hatla. You know all of the difficulty. You know all of the hardship. Says Rashi, lefichach parash avicha me'al Avinu. That's why your father, Esau, decided to separate from our father, Jacob. Shenemar, because it says in the 36th chapter of Genesis, Vayelech al eretz mipnei Yaakov echov. He left the land of Canaan. He went away from the land of Canaan. Why? From before Yaakov. Because he said, there's a shtar chov mipnei shtar chov amutlalav. He's got a bill to pay. I don't want to pay that bill. He's got an outstanding issue to settle. And that's the settling the issue that your children can be a stranger in a land that's not theirs. I don't want my children to be a stranger in a land that's not theirs. I don't want to be exiled. I don't want to be displaced. We want to establish ourselves and have a strong monarchy, have a strong national identity. We don't want to be strangers like that. And so, Yisrael sends the message, as such, you know all of the difficulty, and because you know all the difficulty, that's why now you should help us, rather than ask for a piece of the land of Israel. So the Kli Yakar puts it, he says, why do you have to say, Ati Adaites Kol HaTalo? You know all of the hardship. Does Esau care about the hardship of Jacob? He wanted to kill him. The Edomites, they're going to feel bad for him. Are you trying to trigger some kind of sympathy? Because they're animals, they don't give a hoot. They don't care if you had trouble, you had difficulty. Don't even tell me about it. So the Kli Yakar says, that's the point. Don't you know we had a lot of hardships? Those hardships, we paid in blood for this. Those difficulties, that painful situation, that's the segue into the land of Israel. And since that's the case, it will be appropriate, says the Mincha Belula, because we suffered on your behalf too, now it will be appropriate for you as family to do what we call in Yiddish the Menschlich thing. Do the right thing. That's the right thing. Allow us passage so that we should be able to enter the land of Israel. The Psad Yugoyen says that Tolo'o means difficult encounters, painful encounters. And that's actually how we continue the conversation, the message. Verse 15, Vayerdu Aviseinu Mitzrayim, our ancestors went down into Mitzrayim. Now having set the stage, you understand what the message is. Vaneshev b'Mitzrayim, Yomim Rabim, we got stuck there for a long time. Vayarei Olanu Mitzrayim, the Egyptians were very bad to us, they treated us horribly. Ulaviseinu. Va'nitzak al Hashem, we cried out to God. This is not a self-determination thing. We're here on a mission. Va'yishma keleinu, and God heard our voice. Va'yishlach malach, and he sent an angel. Va'yitzi'enu mimitzroyim, and he took us out of the land of Egypt. V'hini anachnu b'kodesh, and now we are here in the town of Kodesh, ir k'tzei gvulecha. It is a city that is situated just at your border. Rashi says, Vayirei Olanu. We want to emphasize that there was many, many painful encounters and difficult moments with the Egyptians during our period of servitude and bondage. Rashi says, Sovalnu Tzoris Sabbos. We suffered greatly out of pain. Ula Aveseinu. What do you mean? We suffered and our ancestors? Rashi says something shocking. Mikan Shehaovis Mitzdarim Bekever Kishapuroni Yisbal Yisrael. When a punishment is meted out to the children of Israel, it pains not only us who are being punished, not only us who are facing the music or feeling the fire, but also our ancestors. The ancestors who are now reposing, they feel our pain. So it wasn't only painful for us, says Moshe Rabbeinu, it was painful for our ancestors too. We cried out to God, and God responded to us. What are you telling Esau about tefillah? Does he give if you pray enough? What does Esau is a monster. He lives by the sword. If you tell him we have Krav Maga, he's impressed with you. You tell him that we know how to daven for 2 hours. What does he still care? Is he impressed with this? What's irrelevant? Rashi says, no, 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 this is all part of the message that's being played out. Bibracha shabirachnu avinu, with the blessing that we got from our father, namely Yitzchak, that he said, Hakol kol yainke, Yitzchak, when he heard the voice of Yaakov Avinu, he said, this sounds like Yaakov. Not because it sounded, they had to have had identical voices, otherwise he would have picked it up in a moment. But was the way that Yaakov used his voice, the pleasantries, it was the respectful tone of voice that Yitzchak said, something's wrong. This sounds like Yaakov. It doesn't sound like Yitzchak. He's a gruff guy. So this is the voice we use. Remember Yaakov used those words, Hakol Kol Yitzchak, Hakol Kol Yaakov? So that's what we were using. Sha'anu Tzayakim, what are we trying to tell them? Yeah, you may have bigger biceps and more brawn, and you may be better on the battlefield, but remember, we, when it comes to prayer, are number one. And we're going to daven the ne'anim, and we are answered by God. Vayishlach Malach, he sent an angel. That's interesting. What was the name of this angel? Hulk Hogan? Superwoman? Who is this angel? Which story is that? Like they're telling them a Baba Maisa, telling them a different story? We don't remember hearing about an angel who came to save us from Mitzrayim. Why does Moshe Rabbeinu convey that message? So Rashi says that this angel is not an angel, but rather Zem Moshe. A malach in the Torah can mean an angel. A malach in the Torah can mean a messenger. Like it says, Vayishlach Yaakov Malach, and he sent messengers. So the messenger is Moshe. Here, very interestingly, Rashi comments. He says, I want you to know, as a rule, Mikan, from here we can see, Shanaviyim, that the prophets, Kruyim Malochim, they're called angels. And that is to say that these are people who literally live, breathe, and function with higher purpose, like an angel. And he says in the book of Chronicles, Vayihiyu Malivim B'malachei Olikim, they were scorning, mocking, the angels of Hashem. But over there, it speaks about the Jewish people's sins, which led to the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. And exactly how do you mock the Malachim? How do you mock angels? You can't even see them. Who mocks who? And the answer is, it wasn't angels, it was prophets. They mocked the words of the prophets. Jeremiah was tearing his hair up, and wailing and weeping and begging and cajoling him. They were laughing. And they mocked him. And yeah, they threw him in prison. So this is the only way to understand that pasuk. When it says Malivim b'malachim elokim, the only way to understand it is talking about the prophets, because there is no discussion of angels there. So now this is all just a preface. This is the preamble. And now as to the message itself, what is the message? What do we want from you, besides your sympathy? Simple. Na'abro nova artzecha. Allow us passage. We want to go through your land. Loi naver besode uvacherem, we will not walk through your fields nor your vineyards. Loi nishte me be'er, we will not drink the waters of the cisterns you have dug. Derech hamelech nelech, we take the king's highway. Loi nita yomin usmel, we will not deviate from the highway, not to the right or to the left. Ad asher naver gvilecha. Do not be afraid of your country being overrun by refugees. We will simply pass through your country. We don't want to take anything from you. Rashi says, Na'abro no ba'artzecha, ein l'chola erder al Yerusha shal Eretz Yisrael. Do not now make an issue about the inheritance of the land of Israel. Because let us re-emphasize, Kishem shaloi paraita ha'choiv, did you pay the bill? No. Asei lano ezermat, well, we did pay the bill. The least you could do is help us a little. La'av ederech ha'artzecha, to go through your land. And we said, we will not overrun the land. Linishta may bear, won't even drink the waters of your cisterns. So Rashi says, May Boyrois Yitzarach Leimer. He should have said it wouldn't drink the waters of your cisterns, the waters of your wells. It says it won't drink the waters of your well. Why singular? Why well? So Rashi says, Elakach Amar Mesha. Here's really what's being said. Ah, Falpisha Yesh Biadenu Man Lechel. Even though we get food delivered and little care packages from heaven, love. Ubeelishtais, we have a miraculous well to drink from. We won't even drink. We have our own food. We're miraculous. We won't use the miraculous sustenance. Ela nikne mikem. You'll benefit. We have money. We'll purchase our provisions from you. We'll purchase from you. We'll purchase eichel, purchase food. And mayim will purchase water. Lahana aschan. You'll gain from this. You'll profit from our little sojourn as we pass through your land. And here, Rashi says, mikam. From here we can see lachsanoi, that somebody who's a guest. Shafal pisha yesh biyadi lechol, even though he has his own sustenance, his own food. Yikne mi balabayis, purchase from your host. Kedei lahana says the shpizei, so that whoever it is hosting you is able to benefit from it. So you're staying somewhere at a hotel, use the local restaurant. Let them benefit from you. Obviously, if it's kosher. Derech HaMelech Nelech, we will go the King's Highway, the Goymer. Anu chois mimez behemteinu, he said. We will muzzle our animals. V'lo yitu l'kanu l'kam. They won't eat anything. It's a very nice offer. Very nice offer. We're going to walk through your land. They're not going to bother you. You're going to benefit from us. So interestingly, there's this idea that it says, l'nishta me'er be'er, we will not drink the waters of your well. So the Chizkuni says, we know that wells are dug and wells take effort. We won't take anything you made an effort. So what will we drink? You gotta drink. Rashi seems to be certain that the well of Miriam, the miraculous well, would accompany that. But the Chizkuni says, maybe not. So what would you drink? He said, what do you mean? Drinking water of the river. There's lakes, there's rivers. These are natural things. You didn't put any work into that. So it's not, there's no cost for you. We understand the wells you dug, you made an effort. We won't take anything from you. So Rashi says more. Rashi says, not only won't take from you, you'll benefit from us. But one read is, we won't take anything from you. Derech HaMelech Nelech, will go the way of the king. So the Ibn Ezra and the Chizkuni say, whichever way you say, you be the GPS, you be the triptych. You tell us how you want us to go. We'll follow your route. We're not coming with any kind of uber confidence. We're not going to overrun your land. You tell us how. We just want passage. On your terms, just give us passage. That's all we're asking for. Edom says, what's Edom's response to this very nice overture? Family, we pay the bill. There's reasons, every reason why you should help us. Edom says, yeah, you ain't coming through. Forget about it. You'll find my sword unsheathed and drawn when you come through. Rashi says, you know what this means? Pen becherev. He says, Atam is geim bekoel shahirishchem avichem. You keep talking about the voice that you got from your father, the inheritance that you received, that you're able to pray. Haha. Well, we can cry out to God. You're boasting about your prayers. That's fine. We also have a legacy. We also have an inheritance. We also have traditions. That I will come with what my father gave me. And what did Esau give his children? Yaakov gave him. What did Yaakov say to him? You'll live by your sword. He said, we live by the sword. We live by the sword. I saw a funny meme somewhere. It says, in Calabria, they don't call 911. They call family. You want to fight with us? He says, no problem. No problem. Bring it on. You'll find the sword. And the Jewish people hear this. What do they decide to do? They make more overtures. They said, no. We'll go on the narrow path. In some opinion, it means a back country trail. If we will drink anything from you, I and my animals, and the Sati Michram will give you, will pay for it. Like ain dover baragli avera, we just want to go through. And Yidom says, no, loisaver, you're not coming through here. Forget about it. And so Yidom does not just say, he doesn't just talk, he shows up with an army. He shows up onto the teeth. And when Israel sees this, Israel simply turns away. No messing around. And then comes the next one. In the next meeting, we're going to hear about how the Jewish people, well, first we hear about Aaron's passing, but then we're going to hear about the next encounter is with Sichon. So let's take a look now. The Rebbe does a marvelous comparative study, a tale of two confrontations. So here we have this business of the confrontation with Edom, which does not end successfully, and they come, their hate is not mitigated, and we are not going to go through this hate. But in the continuation of this parsha, in the next chapter, in chapter 21, we're going to hear about how the Jewish people face off with or confront Sichon. And Sichon is the king of the Amori. Here we have no name of the king, just the nation, just Edomites. Later we're going to hear about Sichon, a very famous king, very well-known personality of the day. And this Sichon shows up, he is the king of the Amorites. And there it says, Vayishlach Yisrael Malachim. It doesn't say Vayishlach Moshe. It says Israel sent messengers. And over there it says, Eber Novartzcha, we're going through your land. It doesn't say anything about family. It doesn't say anything, there's no friendship over there. But it's a similar thing. Yeah. We just want to take the king's highway. We just want to go through. But here's the number of differences. Number one, the shlichus of Melech Edom, when we send a message to the king of Edom, it was Mesiacheses L'Moshe. It was considered to be Moses' overture. But the shlichus in the message to Sichon, it comes from Israel. It's Vayishlach Moshe, it's Vayishlach Yisrael. Number two, the words of the shlichus to Melech Edom begin with a whole discussion describing going out of Egypt. When it comes to Sichon, we do not say, you know where we're coming from? We are survivors and we suffered and we had such a hard time and we just want to go through now. No, there's no mention of that this time. Number three, when the shlichus comes to the king of Edom, we say, no. Ebron, no. Da'artzecho. What does Nun Aleph mean? Ebron, no. Please. Please. But we're politely requesting. In the conversation to Sichon, there's no politeness. We will go through your land. Sichon says, you will not. We say, really? Okay. Then we'll meet on the battlefield. And we do. And we destroy them. And that's the fourth difference. After Edom says, nothing doing, you're not coming through my land, the Jewish people tried again. They said, B'misilinala. We'll take the back roads. We'll go on a small little pathway. But with Sichon, there was no further requests. We didn't make any further requests. And of course, with Edom, we went away. And with Sichon, we went to war. So the Rebbe says that the difference is in the difference of the missions. The Edom, with Edom, what did Hashem tell us? Can we fight with Edom? Don't mess around with them. That's for Mashiach's times. Nes Rav Nei Soli Elohim, they were not allowed to do battle. They had only one possibility. They could get permission. Couldn't fight. Get permission. Or another option is take the roundabout way. Then they'll go through. But either get permission or take the roundabout way. Those are the two options. How about Sichon and Amori? What were the options? We were going through. We were not going around. What if they didn't let us? Then we go to war. This was not an option. Failure was not an option. We were going through here. So then why we start off nicely? Why don't we start off aggressively? And the answer is aggression is not our way. Violence is not our way. We have this idea that whenever you have an encounter, they have to open with peace. We open with Divrei Shalom. Okay, so we open with words of peace. We said we'd like to go through your land. We don't want to conquer your land. We don't want your land. We're going home to Canaan. Can you please let us through? Sichon said no. Okay. Then we'll do what we have to do. And here, the Rebbe says we have three major differences. In the shlichut that we send to the king of Edom, who remains unnamed, we do name who our king is, and his name is Moshe. And the reason is, we want Edom to be frightened. We want to say, Edom, Moses. Moses was a scary name to drop. Moses was now in power. Somehow people knew Moses got stuff done. But Sichon, we didn't care. You're not afraid of us? That's fine. You want to fight with us? Well, we're not afraid of you. In other words, we were ready to have a confrontation. When it came to Edom, we used all methods of gentle convincing. And one of the ways was invoking the name of Moshe. Number two, when it came to Edom, we really wanted them to say yes. And we didn't want to fight. So if you really want something, what should you do? Be polite. Say please. When it comes to Edom, Sichon, we didn't care. We weren't anticipating any great favors from them. And if they didn't want to let, so be it. No problem. So we didn't say any please. We just said, here's our plans. We'll be going through your land. Sichon said, nothing doing. We said, okay. See you on the battlefield. And that's why, of course, when it comes to Edom says no, we make another overture. He said, you'll benefit. There's no reason. It's for your own value. Let us go through, and we're just going, I don't want to bother you. We'll take the smallest amount of space in the most contained way. And Edom said no. But when it came to Sichon and Mori said, sent back a message, nothing doing. What do we say? That's fine. Nothing doing. Then we'll have it your way. See you on the battlefield. And of course, Hashem made amazing miracles, and he vanquished and defeated the peoples of Sichon and ended up inheriting their land. And so we see how everything is very, very precise. And everything in the Torah, there are times when we have to try a soft sell, and times where aggression is simply not going to work. And in that case, you exhaust all possibilities. But even in a time when you know that you have every right to be aggressive, and you can and will assert yourself, there's no reason still not to be polite.
Polite?
Can you please help us? No? Fine. Then we go on to plan two. This and its many lessons can and should guide us in our daily encounters.